true. This is a durable goods kind of town, Bill. This is a durable goods kind of town, Bill, that we live in. Durable goods defined by the government as manufactured goods designed to last 3 years or more, so that would include refrigerators and... heating units and things like that. The durable goods numbers are out this morning from the government. Disappointing. They were expecting an increase of about 1%. It was down about 1%. And then when you strip out transportation orders, which is really influenced by airplane sales, and I haven't bought one of those lately. Most other people haven't. So the durable goods numbers minus transportation was supposed to be up about 0.6%. It was down about 0.6%. As soon as those numbers came out at 7:30 this morning, the futures stock market started trading down. There are some good news, though. One of the things that we watch also closely are transportation numbers. And, of course, transportation stocks are leading indicators. If you can see an uptick in tonnage, and we follow that because, of course, of Arkansas Best and J.B. Hunt and PAM and other companies that are local or semi-local. But these are railroad numbers, and they're incredibly impressive. Kansas City Southern, which, of course, has a substantial presence in this area, reported earnings yesterday that were much, much better than expected. But here's the thing that was really that grabbed my attention. If you look at some of the segments, that is that volume in agricultural minerals was up 42%, industrial consumer materials up 31%, automotive and intermodal up 92%, automotive shipments up 122%. And it's really not isolated. If you look at Norfolk Southern, which, of course, is the number three railroad in the country, and they're over on the East Coast, they reported earnings that were much better than expected. And you see the same thing. You see overall volume up 22%, revenue up 31%, chemical shipments up 36%, automotive 51%, metals, construction materials up 63%. So we continue to see this trend. We've seen it in J.B. Hunt numbers and ABF numbers. PAM Transportation up in Taneytown reported yesterday their numbers were up. So leading indicator are freight shipments, and we're seeing a trend there that's quite encouraging. On the financial stock front, we did have a release yesterday from Regions, which, of course, has quartered in Birmingham, a substantial presence around here. There's an old saying. In fact, Liz Ann Saunders, the chief economist for Charles Schwab, says this all the time. She says things have to get less bad before they can get better, and I guess they're getting less bad for Regions. They reported a loss that was smaller than expected. If it had to have been for a $200 million charge they had to take because of a problem with their Morgan Keegan investment unit related to losses in some mutual funds that they'd sold clients a number of years ago, they would have reported a loss of only about 11 cents a share, and the street was expecting 20 cents a share. And by the way, Bill, we also had news this morning from Moody's, one of the three major credit rating agencies. Of course, they've been under the fire and under gun and congressional investigation related to the financial collapse. They put a number of financial institutions on negative watch, including some of the big boys, Citibank, Bank of America. They also mentioned some of the regionals. So with less government support, less government involvement, it looks like that many of the financial stocks are going to be looking at a downgrade in their credit rating, which, of course, will raise their cost of capital.
Steve and I talking earlier about the gasoline prices. They kind of shift up and down here lately.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in the Middle East, these threats of fighting and so on could affect that.
Mm-hmm.
How does it look as far as the future for these, barring some huge event, for gasoline prices?
Well, they look stable, but as you mentioned, you know, it's one of those things that's it's totally unrelated, it seems, to the profits that the major companies are making. ConocoPhillips reported earnings this morning that were impressive, and we get Exxon later this week. But as you mentioned, you can have a flare up in Nigeria or some other place, the threat of another storm in the Gulf of Mexico, and it is interesting that it seems like the prices are much more. They're much more likely to go up quickly than they are to go down quickly when they.